أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. In the previous surah, Surah Sa'd, Allah's main subject matter was the proof of the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was explained at the beginning, and then in between all the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam to prove the same, and then again at the end directly Allah Ta'ala discussed the same subject. In this surah, Allah Ta'ala explains the Tawheed overwhelmingly, and the theme of the surah is the Tawheed of Allah and the oneness of Allah, and there should be no shirk with Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala says, Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Azizil Hakim. Utarna hai kitab ka Allah se jo zabardast hai hikmato wala. It is the revelation of this kitab from Allah who is most powerful, who is all powerful, and who is most wise, and every act of his is based on wisdom. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitab bil-haq. Maine utara teri taraf kitab, theek. And Allah Ta'ala says, we have revealed this kitab to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with absolute correctness. Every letter in the Quran Sharif, every zabar zair, every dot is 100% perfect and correct. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. So bandagi kar Allah ki khalis karke uske waaste bandagi. So worship only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and mukhlisan solely only with sincerity also, and only Allah ta'ala, that is, let there be no shirk whatsoever. Let your own nafs also not have a share. Don't do anything in order for fame and name. Don't do anything for people to see. Make all your ibadat solely, only for Allah Ta'ala. And lahuddin, not only your what we call religion, but your whole life must be only for Allah Ta'ala. Ala lillahi ddeenul khalis. Sunta hai, Allah hi ke liye hai bandagi khalis. Are you listening? Open your ears and listen and know that deen, that means whole way of life, must be exclusively only for Allah Ta'ala. Don't do it for any other reason. Don't do it to please anyone else. Deen is only for Allah Ta'ala. Alladheena attakhadhu min dunihi awliya. Jinhone pakar rakhe hain usse ware himayati. Those people who have taken other things as friends, as supporters, as trust besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, those who worship idols, those who obey the commands of other people against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, etc. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. کہ ہم تو ان کو پوچھتے ہیں اس واسطے کہ ہم کو پہنچا دے اللہ کی طرف قریب کے درجے میں. And when they ask, why do you worship these things besides Allah Ta'ala, the idols, etc., they say, we worship them so that they can bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. For that reason, that these are also special by Allah. If we worship them, then we will also become closer to Allah Ta'ala. Like worshipping of idols, those people who go to the extent that it equals worship of peers and bawas, etc., who go to the graves and make tawaf around the graves, make sajda at the graves, they all say these are very special people by Allah. By worshipping them, though they wouldn't say it's worship, but it tantamounts to worship, making sajda at the grave, making tawaf at the grave, etc. They say, all this we do because they are the favorites of Allah. If we please them, Allah will be pleased with us. Inna Allah yahkumu baynahum fima hum fihi yakhtalifun. Beshak Allah faisla kar dega unme jis cheezon mein wo jagar rahe hain. So Allah tabaraka taala says, all this is futile, and it is completely unacceptable. And Allah Ta'ala will make the proper decisions of all this on the day of Qiyamah, and with regard to that which the people are disputing in. That is, Allah makes it clear, Allah wants pure and clean Tawheed. Allah does not want any type of shirk. Therefore, in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that those things that could lead to shirk, they are not actually shirk in themselves, but they could lead. That also has been made haram in Islam. Inna Allah la yahdi man huwa kadhibun kaffar. Albatta Allah raah nahi deta usko jo jhoota hai, jo jhoota na haq na maanne wala. Allah Ta'ala says, undoubtedly, those people who are bent upon lies and disbelief, Allah does not guide those people. A person who has an open heart and wants to see the truth, he gets guided. But that person who has closed the doors himself of his heart, and he is adamant, he's just going on in his wrong way. Like at one time, very long ago, when there was a great dispute about allowing women to come to the masjid to make namaz. One person said, even if Allah comes himself and tells me, still I won't accept it. So when a person closes his heart like this, then there is no hope of hidayat for that person. When a person keeps his heart open, that what is the truth, O Allah, let that enter my heart, the truth enters the heart of that person. لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء. اگر اللہ چاہتا کہ اولاد کر لے تو چون لیتے اپنی مخلوق میں سے جو کچھ چاہتا. If Allah Ta'ala had desired, had made an intention of having a child, then Allah would have chosen the child from His creation. And the argument here is quite clear, that like the Christians believe, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah Ta'ala, a group of Christians believe that. So Allah would have chosen and made one of the creation His son. But because Allah is different and the creation is different, so it's impossible for a creation to be a child of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, till today, never ever did an elephant give birth to a lion or to a goat. An elephant will give birth to a bird, to an elephant. A lion to a lion. A human to a human. So if Allah had given birth, na'uzu billah, it should have been another Allah, not another creation of Allah Ta'ala. So in this way, Allah has argumented this point, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or anyone that is believed to be the children of Allah, like the mushriks of Makkah used to believe that the malaika are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. One group of Jews used to say that Uzair is the son of Allah Ta'ala. So anyone who has that kind of beliefs, Allah shows it's completely illogical, because had Allah given birth, it should have been another God. But there is no other God, it is only Allah. And also, to understand that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not the son of God. The Quran says, Kana ya'kulani ta'am. He and his mother used to eat food. And God, Allah, does not eat food. He feeds, He does not eat Himself. This also proves that they are not God in any way, neither Isa alayhi salam nor his mother. Also, the Christians believe wrongly that also, that he was crucified on the cross. If God Himself is crucified, then what's left then? Who is going to sustain, look after the people, do everything? So their own belief belies their own belief. Subhanah wa paak hai. Allah is pure of all these things which people are saying. Huwa Allahul wahidul qahhar. Wahi Allah akela dabaw wala. He is the one, the only. He is the one that has no one like him in any way whatsoever. And he is the all powerful, and his power is over everything. In this world, he has given respite to everyone to do as they please. He has given the choice, but nothing is out of the control of Allah, and Allah will be taking people to task accordingly on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.